And now today he said that he would, Kohli himself would love to open with you. So as a team, where do you guys stand in terms of finding the, have you found the right batting group for the T20 World Cup? As in like who bats where? Have you finalized it? Or that is it?
Yeah, look, it's still a long time for the World Cup. So, early days to talk about what's the batting lineup will be looking like. We just have to analyze and, you know, think about what suits the team the most. You know, it was today was, I guess, the tactical move because we wanted an extra bowler to play and, you know, We wanted to leave one batsman out. Unfortunately, it was KL, which was very tough. You know, KL, we know that he's been one of our key players in the limited overs format, especially in this format. But, you know, looking at the current form, I think the team management decided to go with the best 11. But having said that, it doesn't send any signal that, you know, KL will not be considered or anything like that. This was just for one particular game. Things might change as in when we get closer to the World Cup. We do understand his ability. We do understand his contribution at the top, what he's done for us. So, yeah, I'm not going to rule out anything or neither do I'm going to say that this is the preferred batting lineup for the World Cup. Because it's still early days, we've got, you know, a good amount of time. There'll be IPL in between. And then I'm hearing there will be few T20s as well before the World Cup. So, you know, a good enough time for us at that point in time to judge what will be the best possible 11 for us.
Saurabh Somani. Yes, Saurabh.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Rohit, two questions. You said that you are hearing there will be more T20s. Even Virat said that post-match. Could you give some details about where the team will play and who? And the second bit is about Bhuvneshwar, the bowler. This was a comeback series for him from injury. And he's turned up nearly every match. And game particularly was so good.
Yeah.
As part of the leadership group, what does it, you know, mean for you to be able to have like two Bhuvneshwar overs to call on towards the end of the innings when a team is going really well?
So I'll answer the second part of your question, which is about Bhuvi. I think, see, Bhuvi has been here for long enough and he's done really, really well for us in the shorter formats. So yeah, he still remains our one of the leading bowlers, you know. And when obviously in this particular lineup, he is our leading bowler. So obviously we do understand, you know, that we need to put the responsibility on him a lot more come the crucial overs. And he's done that, and he has accepted that responsibility pretty well. Bowled the crucial overs at the start and then towards the end, back end, which we thought was not easy at all, considering how much amount of dew was on the field, you know. And that is what someone like Bhuvi has done over the years for us. So you can count on him, you can rely on him in situations like this. And yeah, I mean, he's, like I said, he's done it for a number of years for us now, and he continues to do that. So of course, I hope, you know, he stays fit, he stays in form, which will really do well for us as a team. And your first part, can you repeat again, please?
No, both you and Virat have said that there are a few more T20s lined up.
Yeah.
I was just asking about details about that.
No, I mean, I don't know which team we will be playing, but I'm hearing there will be few T20s before the World Cup that we will be playing. And of course, there's IPL. So, what I want to say is, not to judge on what happened in this five games. You know, this five games was good for us to judge as individuals, as a team, where we stand. But this particular series doesn't send any signal that this is our perfect 11. Still long way to go. That's what I meant when I said, you know, there are a lot of games coming up. So we need to see what the form is of the current player. What is the ideal 11 on certain conditions that we play and certain opposition that we play. You know, sometimes you might feel that you need to have six bowlers in the squad in your playing 11. So that, which means you might have to sacrifice a batsman. So all those things will come into play as in when we get closer to the World Cup. We need to see the opposition that we are playing, the grounds we are playing at. It plays a massive factor. It plays a huge role depending on the opposition and the condition out there. So everything will depend on that.
Amol Karankar.
Rohit, a couple of spellings here. One is, you seem to be, you have been a big fan of matchups, especially in IPL.
Match?
Matchups. How much do matchups matter?
Yeah.
Matchups between players. So how much do they actually matter in T20 internationals? Do they really matter as much as in the franchise league format? And the other thing is about looking back. Should I come to
No, I mean, the matchups do matter, whichever format you play. Even in the test match cricket, we've seen it on number of occasions, like certain batsmen is uncomfortable against certain bowlers. So you try and bring that bowler against him. And it goes same with the bowler as well, you know, and so same goes with the batter as well. So, you know, the captains these days analyze about those things a lot. And we as a team, we talk about these things a lot in our discussions in our leadership meeting there that we have. We discuss about these things as to who's the right matchup for who and things like that. I think it plays a massive role in putting pressure on the opposition, and you know, you got to give yourself the best chance to come out on top. And I think one of the things you can do is find the right matchups against your opposition. I think if you do that right, I mean, it can work and it may not work, but you give yourself the best chance of coming out on top with the right matchups.
Vishesh Roy.
I heard Virat said that he would like to bat more with you at the top. Just wanted to ask, do you think with Virat and you opening and Surya batting at number 3, does that give the side much more of a chance to be explosive and play much aggressively?
No, see, I mean, it was good for us to win this game with that batting order. But again, I mean, everything will depend on what the captain is thinking at that particular time. I'm sure we need to sit and analyze and, you know, recollect our thoughts and think about what will be the right thing to do for the team. And if it means he has to open with me, I mean, so be it. I mean, whatever we as a team feel is right, we will go ahead with that, no matter what is happening outside, the talks that happens outside, what people are talking about, who should play, who shouldn't play, that doesn't matter to us. You know, the combination, getting the right players in, as in somebody who is in good form, giving him an opportunity, those are the things that really matters. And I think we'll be focusing on that come the World Cup. But again, like I said, you know, World Cup is too far ahead. We just finished the T20 series, so I don't think Virat will open the ODI series. So let's talk about what is next for us, and you know, try and move from this wonderful series that we played as a team. You know, everybody contributed towards the success, which was good to see, a complete team effort.
Yes, last few questions. Amit Mukherjee.
Hi Rohit, Samita from Tribute. Well done on your innings, for innings.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about Ishan Kishan, because he, in the second ODI, in the second T20 rather, provided a very good innings at the top of the order. He's a left-right option also in the top of the order.
Yeah.
And he's progressed from the domestic level to now the international level. How do you look at his overall situation?
No, of course. I mean, he's gone strength to strength. When we talk about his cricketing skills, he's improved immensely from the last year's IPL to now. His shot hitting ability has definitely, been more aggressive. So I think what the change that I've noticed in him is that, you know, he started to understand the game a lot better. Not to forget, he captains his limited overs team for Jharkhand. So obviously he's reading the game. He's obviously seeing what is happening, and that probably helps him a lot while he is on the field batting or keeping, for that matter. You know, he's started to understand his game a lot better, and he likes to play freely. And you know, someone like him, Surya, and those guys, you got to give them the freedom. Just go and express yourself. Because at the end of the day, you know, they are doing for the team's cause, and the team management likes that. When you know you have few players who are playing with freedom, few players who have head on shoulders, and you know taking the batting towards the end, till the end. So those things, you need variety of players in your squad, and I think we have that right now. We've got good young bunch of guys who are aggressive, fearless, like to take the bowlers on, and there are a few guys in the team who played number of games, you know, analyzing the situation, making sure that, you know, one of the set batsmen bats till the end, those kind of things. So it's good to have that mix going. It's very, very healthy for the team going into a big tournament.
Final one, Akash.
How important do you think Shardul Thakur is to this T20 setup, and what difference do you think he brings to you?
You talking about Shardul?
Yes.
Yeah, no, see, look, I mean, he's a wicket-taking bowler, as simple as that. Last two games we saw, he was under the pump, under pressure, bowling to, a highest quality of batting lineup. So I think he responded to that pressure really well. Got a few wickets in the last game. Got 3 wickets in this game. Yes, he went for some runs, but again, not everyone can have an economical day as far as the bowling unit is concerned. There'll be few off days for the bowlers, but as long as these bowlers give us those crucial breakthroughs in the middle, that's all we asked for. We had runs on the board this time around, so you know, we could play with few runs here and there. We could take that risk with few runs, but taking wickets was something that we spoke of before starting this innings for us. So we've given certain roles to certain individuals in terms of the bowling as well, like we've done in batting. So I think the bowlers are sticking to that, and you can see that they've been rewarded. Not to forget, this is a very, very young bowling unit, except Bhuvi. Hardik has just started to bowl. Shardul is relatively new. Washi, Rahul, both, making their mark in the international cricket. So I'm very, very pleased to see that kind of effort from our bowling unit, which was really good.
Thank you, Rohit.